Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. This is episode 13 and we are here with friend of a friend founder and Forbes contributor, Olivia Perez.
Hi.
We're so, so happy to have you here. Not only is Olivia a girl boss, but she also is just an amazing girl and like a girl's girl and just not someone that like is scary and mean. So
thank you
for being that.
Thank you. I would hate to be scary and mean.
So how did you get into what you do? Where are you from? Give us the basics.
Okay, I'll give you the spark notes of my life. I grew up in L.A., and then when I was 18, I got into NYU, and I moved here for school. So I was there for 4 years, and I've been in New York now for 6. I stayed after I graduated, but I studied fashion and journalism in college, and I was just really, really interested in working at a young age. So I was interning really young. I was at Teen Vogue and Hermes and, like, all these other kind of, like, journalism fashion places in my career. And then halfway through college, I decided to start my own thing, which was Friend of a Friend, and it was ideally just a community where people could come on and talk about things that they were discovering, whether it was a new beauty product, a new restaurant, but all kind of along the vein of undiscovered gems. We never wanted to be a place that was just kind of repeating what every other outlet was writing about. Mm-hmm. So I've been running that for about 2.5 years now, and then I also contribute to Forbes just as a writer for them, kind of doing the same content because they don't really have a lifestyle platform yet. So working through that with them.
Totally. And you're from LA originally?
Yes.
Which part of LA? LA listeners?
I grew up in Beverly Hills. I can hear the eyes rolling in the background. But now I'm kind of between West Hollywood and Malibu. I have four sisters. I'm one of five girls, so we're a little all over the place.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Five girls. I didn't realize that.
Five girls.
Where do you fall into that?
I'm second youngest. My youngest sister is 16, and my oldest sister is, like, in her 40s. We're all, like, it's literally the Brady Bunch.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Dinners and family holidays are very, very funny.
So the oldest you said is 40?
Yes.
So there are some married sisters.
Yeah, so she's married with two kids. Mm-hmm. My 16-year-old sister is not married. Mm-hmm. And then I have two in between me and the oldest.
Mm-hmm. So is that intimidating to guys that come into your life that you have so many sisters?
Definitely. And I think also after my parents split up, like, my dad felt that as well with his new girlfriend. It's must be really I think I'm difficult.
Yeah.
There are four more of me. Yeah. So I can only imagine the vetting process for anybody that tries to come into the circle.
Totally. And how old are you? Just so
I'm 23. Knows.
Okay. So you're still a baby, even though you're mature. Very
Thank
mature.
You.
So how soon into dating someone do you bring them around your parents? Like, what if it just so happened that your parents were visiting New York and you were seeing a guy for like 2 months? Would you, like, avoid letting them meet?
Yeah, I've actually had this situation before where I was, like, hooking up with a guy, and my sister just so happened to be in town like a week after we met, and I wanted her to meet him because at the time I was like, we were still very much like in that honeymoon phase of like being obsessed with each other. Also, like, if you're getting to know me, you need to get to know the other people in my family.
Yeah.
So, agreed. Yeah, I think parents are a different situation. I would wait a little bit because I think it's important to really kind of, I don't want my parents to meet a million different guys and then,
right,
only because then they're going to ask me about it and harry me about it and they're going to be like, what happened to that guy? Mm-hmm. So I think it's definitely important to, when you're in like that relationship, to kind of feel each other out a little bit and then be able to bring them to the parents.
So you're actually our youngest guest.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
All right.
Totally awesome. Do you, like, what was your longest relationship, if you feel comfortable talking about it?
Yeah, of course. So I was in a relationship for 2 years when I was in college still, in the beginning of my college years. So like halfway into freshman year.
Was college in LA? Oh, college was
college
in
here.
Right.
Yeah. And we were together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And that was someone from college?
No, actually, weirdly enough, he was my, like, best friend of, like, 6 years in L.A. Mm-hmm. And we had met when we were, I think, 13 or 14, and then were really close until I moved to college. And then, of course, I moved across the country, and he's still in L.A., and we started dating.
Right.
And then he moved here.
But that's the best way that it happens, right, being friends first.
Definitely. I think being friends first, you develop a comfortability with each other that is really different than any other relationship.
Agreed. And are you guys still friends?
I think we're super cordial with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, he lives in LA. Our families are kind of intertwined. And especially when you're, like, close with someone that long, it's hard to get rid of them.
Agreed.
But, yeah, I'm always nice when I see him, but we don't really talk.
Do you have any friends that are already, like, getting married or living with guys? Because just, I feel like it's starting younger and younger.
I mean, I think it's totally depends on the person. Like, I've had 3 weddings this year, and I'm 23.
Wow.
So, but that being said,
but you have older friends.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, like, all of our Syrian friends are getting married,
I mean,
in their minds.
Syrians and Persians, too.
Yes. So, I, like, that is definitely, that's weird to see, but I think it just, there's such a big part of it that's like your background and where you came from, and
it's true.
Yeah. I've always been the type of person that's like, if I met someone now, I would not be afraid to get married young. I feel like thinking of that number in my head is just like limiting me from an experience.
But would you want, like, how do you have a number in your head of how long you want to be seeing that person because you're so young, like, before you would actually get married to them?
I mean, yes, if I met someone now, I'm like, okay, you've got to deal with me for 4 or 5 years before you can marry me.
And would you live with them before marrying them, or would you do, like, the Syrian Persian thing of, like, living with your parents? And you don't live with your parents now, so that's already over.
Right. No, I would definitely live with them before I got married. When my first boyfriend, like, basically lived in my apartment when he moved here, and it's just such a telling experience of how you guys are together in, like, a confined space.
Yeah, I totally agree. Do you talk to your parents about who you date? I actually was just talking to I had my friend Annabelle on, and she was saying that
I love her.
If you're she's awesome. She was saying that if you have divorced parents, you're more likely to talk to them about sex, because if your parents are together, you don't really want to hear their sex stuff.
Right.
So you're less likely to. Do you agree with that?
I think, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I feel like that age is kind of weird to be talking to your parents about sex. Now that I'm 23, I feel like it's a different story. So I can't attest to the divorced parents thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom and I are super, super open about it. Every time I come home and I go stay at my dad's, I like count down the amount of questions before he goes, "So, how's your love life?" And it's like a little French accent. And I'm just like, "Fine, dad, thanks."
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking to my dad about that stuff. I'll talk to my mom about it. Mm-hmm. I also have 4 sisters, so there's only so many times I can repeat a story.
Right. And so let's talk about guys and Instagram. You have a huge Instagram presence. Check her out, Liv Perez on Insta. And I don't think I've ever, we've been following each other for a while, I don't think I've ever seen you post a guy that you're dating.
Yeah.
Is that deliberate?
Well, I also haven't been in a serious relationship since my first relationship, and at that point, I didn't have my site and in my company. I didn't really have the presence that I did. It was 3-4 years ago.
Right.
It's not so much deliberate. I mean, I'm also not, I'm not shy in terms of posting myself with guys. Like, mm-hmm. I post with my guy friends all the time.
Have you storied any guys that you've been dating? Like, put them on your Instagram story?
I mean, that's always, it's so funny how people think that's, like, such a big move. Mm. Like, storying them and
well,
then,
that's
like,
what I was going to ask. Like, do you think, and I have to do this as a poll question because we've been doing these poll
which are great, by the way.
Story.
I spent, like, 45 minutes on the polls last night.
I have to go see what your answers are. But, and, like, do you think that storying someone is just as, like, significant, I guess, as putting them on your Instagram post?
No. Mm-hmm. I think
it's something, though.
It's definitely something. It's recognition of that person and kind of, like, bringing them into your social sphere. And also, you're kind of opening the door for people to be like, okay, what's going on with you two?
Right. Or just, like, it seems like a move that says, like, we're exclusive.
Right. Right. I have, like, a really close friend of mine who I'm with all the time. I work with a lot. And mm-hmm. we put each other on each other's stories all mm-hmm. the time. And the amount of DMs, like, we get mm-hmm. about people being like, are you guys dating?
Right.
Because I do think that there is that, like, social kind of standard of, like, okay, mm-hmm. if you're with this guy all the time and you're posting him.
Right.
And you're, like, publicly showing that you're together, that you're right. actually together.
Oh, yeah. Of course. All the time.
Right.
Have you and a friend ever hooked up with the same guy?
Definitely. I mean, not back to back. I think that's always kind of weird, especially if you both know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for sure.
Like close friends, I feel like I don't think that's that common, really.
It's not. But then again, like I grew up in a really small bubble right. in LA, where like everybody kind of like hooks up with each other.
That's true.
But yeah, I think if you've like, for my friends and I that have hooked up with the same people. Thank God it's never been an issue because we've always been, like, very respectful of, like, mm-hmm. time, but also the other person. Like, have you, like, progressed past that person? Like, I would right. never hook up with someone that a friend of mine had just recently hooked up with.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. What's your ideal first date for all the guys listening who are going to try to take you out after this?
Interesting. I always like something that's, like, a little different. I don't want to, definitely don't take me to a movie because we're not going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, one of my like most ideal, like perfect dates that I've ever been on was this, like, we went to this really cute restaurant in the East Village and then he took me to a jazz bar and I love jazz and he didn't know that, but I think just
which jazz bar? Was it the Fat Cat?
No, it was in the East Village. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite ones.
Blue Note or no
that's
like
in
Times
Greenwich
Square.
Village. Oh, I forget what it's called. It's someone's name. Mm-hmm. But I think just that
attention to detail.
Attention to detail, but also, like, it's really romantic,
mm-hmm.
but also, like, his desire to, like, go and do something that's, like, cultural, but not, like, seeing a movie or, like,
right.
ice skating or something mm-hmm. lame. Like, something that's, like, a little sexy.
That's funny. I went on an ice skating date recently.
How did that, like what? You just, like, ice skate together? Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fall on my face now. I hope you think I'm cute.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. No, we went to Walman Rink, which I refuse to call Trump Rink. He owns it now.
Right.
And we went, like, we've been seeing each other for a little while, so it's
okay,
fine.
So it's not a first date.
And, like, we both said to the other, like, I'm gonna be terrible. Even though, like, I knew I was gonna be better than
right.
him.
I mean, girls yeah. I feel like are better ice skaters.
It's so true. Yeah. And then, like, we both just sucked, and then that Zamboni guy, like, came on to clean the ice for 30 minutes, so we were like, let's just get out of here.
What's that, like, amazing movie where, like, oh, Ice Princess, where she's, like, skating, and the guy comes on the Zamboni to save her
oh
day, and I'm like,
wait,
so
who
cute.
Is the star of that? I feel like it was, like, Amanda Bynes
no,
or something.
No, no, no. She was really cute. I forget her name.
Oh, I
she
have
was also
to,
on Gossip
I
Girl.
I have to look
she
it
was
up.
the mean person
Ice
on Gossip Girl.
Princess. Oh, like, Jenny?
No.
Oh, it's Michelle Trachtenberg. Yeah. And on Gossip Girl, what was her name on Gossip Girl?
She had a mean name.
Yeah, it was Georgina.
Georgina!
That's such a mean name. Sorry, Georgina's out there. I'm sure you're all very nice, but your name is intimidating.
Very.
Very.
Georgina, Regina. There's a Travis.
Something about Gina's. That, but I actually think pure Gina's. Pure Gina's are not so intimidating. But
true.
Like something with a Gina on the end.
Thanks, SZA, for that.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So that's your ideal first date. I love it.
Yeah.
So what happened with that guy, just out of curiosity? Because he, like, took you on your ideal first date. Just, like, no sparks.
No, I mean, we built, like, a really, really strong, like, relationship that then just kind of turned into a friendship, which mm-hmm. is awesome. And we're still friends.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
And how are you meeting these guys? Are you on any dating apps?
Yeah, I don't use them, though.
Which ones?
So I have Bumble and I have Raya on my phone. Mm-hmm.
Why not Hinge? And this is nothing to... like, I don't work for Hinge, I swear, but it tells you their height.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's important. Really, I think Bumble important. Tells you your height, too.
Not always. It's an option for guys to rate it, but Hinge doesn't even give them an option.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just haven't... I really, like, I'm not... I feel like I'm out all the time, mm-hmm. that I would never let myself, like, confine back to my phone to meet someone new.
Mm-hmm.
I also, like...
But do you want to meet someone that would be out in, like, at the same places as you?
People are always like, you really think you're going to meet a guy out at, like, a party or, mm-hmm. like, a fashion event or a club or something like that? And I never really liked that theory because I'm there, too.
You are there, too, but it's, like... it's all about the person that you want to be with. Like, you, obviously, you're a very busy person, but it seems, at least to me, like, you're not, like, a party animal.
No.
Like, and you prefer someone who was not either.
Right. I can safely say, too, that I've never met someone out that I've ever seriously dated or ever considered seriously dating.
Right.
So, yeah, I take that one off the table, but mm-hmm. I'm not closed to the idea of it. I would never, like... you know, if I met a guy in a bar or something, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm not considering you because I met you in this bar.
Right.
But I honestly feel like I just meet new people because my job is so social all the time.
Right.
So does that necessarily mean that I'm meeting new people that I'm going to date? No, mm-hmm. but at least I feel like I'm putting myself out there because of that.
No, I totally agree. What are some deal breakers for you? Like, you're on a date, and they do this, and then you're like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, so I think there's this, like, really interesting thing that guys think because I have a social media presence or that I'm 23 and have my own company, that they can... that they think it's cute when they are like, oh, you're so cool.
Oh,
you're so fashionable. Like, that is the biggest pet peeve turnoff for me, where I'm just like, oh, like, you're a lawyer. Right. Like, you go to an office every day, and you, like... do lawyery
what's
things.
What's their goal, like, in, like, saying that, though? Like, that's what's so crazy. Are they trying to make you feel bad on a date?
Or? I don't think they're trying to make me feel bad. Right, but I don't know if they're guys will do it and, like, actually think that they're complimenting me.
Right.
But I think it comes off as, like, you're intimidated or you don't really...
That's actually a really interesting question. Like, guys are, like, almost belittling us in a way.
Right.
By, like, telling us, oh, you're so cool. Like, you're, like, an owner of a company.
Right.
Oops.
I mean, I think...
when, like, that's something that, like, should be a lot more normalized, you know?
No, completely. I've always kind of, like, grappled with this idea of, like, am I single or am I not fully in a relationship? Because I think... I've had a lot of my close guy friends tell me that I'm intimidating, which I don't believe. I think that people are projecting that idea.
No, I see what they're saying. Like, I've had people say it to me, but I see it for you because, like, the image that you project is a lot more intimidating than you are. But it's not a bad thing.
Right, okay.
It's not like you're doing anything wrong.
Right.
You're just, like, successful.
Right.
And that's what you're projecting, and a lot of guys can't handle it. So, in a way, you're, like, weeding out, like, the pussies.
Totally. You know? And I don't want someone that is intimidated by me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really... definitely not an attractive quality to me. So, yeah, again, that's kind of a big pet peeve of mine. Is
agreed.
Just that, like, really weird, like, oh, like, you're so cool. I don't even think you, like, know it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had the weirdest comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like...
Have you gone out with someone who's, like, already looked you up before and, like, made, like, those kinds of comments?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, I definitely look people up before I go on dates with them.
Right, but, like, you're not going to bring that up on the date.
Of course not.
Yeah.
No. But, yes, I have gone... The only Bumble date I've ever been on, mm-hmm. actually, was with, you know, a guy who I didn't really know. And we had both, within the date, kind of admitted that, yes, we, like, Googled each other and, like, tried mm-hmm. to figure out what the other person had done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... For me, I would be really unsettled if I went into a date completely blind, which mm-hmm. is sad for our, like, generation. There are people that would just
go on dates. There's no such thing as a blind date anymore, people.
No. And there's no surprise... Like, it's also so funny because I can Google someone and know, like, pretty interesting data points on them and then mm-hmm. go into this date and be, like, totally unsurprised. But, yeah, we met and definitely had established that we had Googled each other.
Mm-hmm. And you were, like, not turned off because, like, you both had talked about it, you know?
Well, I think if you put yourself on a dating app, you're subjecting yourself to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look,
but it's hard with Bumble. They give you nothing.
Yeah, they literally give you nothing.
Yeah.
This guy had put his Instagram on there, though, and we had, like, mm-hmm. followed each other. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think in today's world, it's really hard to not be able to kind of figure out who that other person is.
Agreed. Are you open to setups? Have your friends ever set you up with anyone?
I actually got that as one of the questions, if I've ever been set up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've always, but it's funny because so many people are like always like trying to think of someone to set me up with. I actually was set up once with someone. We never hung out and then we ran into each other in public a couple months later
mm-hmm.
and then we hung out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not at mm-hmm. all. I think it's always like kind of a funny conversation starter when you're able to like talk about your friends or kind of laugh at the fact that, you know, you were set up.
Totally. Let's check out some of the questions that you got. We asked people to submit questions to Liv on Instagram, and let's see what they said.
My first question and favorite question of all time was, will you
who
and...
Who submitted this? And or
let's keep
that,
them anonymous.
Okay, we're going to keep them anonymous, but just yeah. know that we are thankful for your submissions.
Will you and Joe Holder ever be a thing? Am I the only one who thinks you guys are so cute together? That's my favorite question of all time. I mean, I think...
So Joe Holder is a really hot guy who just was brought to my attention, who Liv is friends with. Is he a trainer?
Yeah, so he works out of S10 Studio, mm-hmm. and then he's a personal trainer, and mm-hmm. then a Nike trainer as well. Mm-hmm. So he's just like an all-around badass.
So why aren't you dating?
I mean... This person asked, am I the only one who thinks you guys are so cute together? I mean, obviously, we think we're so cute together. but he's one of my closest friends. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's just too busy for me these days. Mm. No, I'm totally kidding. But he is one of my closest friends. And yeah. I think that we're just going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
We'll see. We'll see what's to come. All right, question number two.
This one was actually submitted by a really good friend of mine who is just the best.
Mm-hmm.
And... He said, do you think we've been better off not having emojis or GIFs as a means of expression, or do you think it could be an effective tool for a relationship? Being a person who, like...
Wait, so, say it again? So, not having...
The question is, do you think we would have been better off not having emojis or GIFs as a means of expression?
Oh.
Or do you think...
So we'd have to say it with our words.
Right. I mean, I think someone that's, like, in social media and does that all day, every day, I love an emoji, I love a GIF, but... I definitely think we would have been better off without them because then people would be forced to say how they actually feel instead of you sending me, like, a smirky face and then me having to interpret that with how, like, in whatever way I want. I've actually had that situation so many times where, like, they'll respond and be like, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, I'm just trying to be cute.
Right.
Yeah.
Then do you say I'm just trying to be cute?
I mean, I have, like, no filter. This is probably why I'm single.
No filter is good. Julia, who came on here, I don't know if you know Julia, she has no filter. And
yeah,
she's
I have none.
It.
Like, I'm the, like, I'm, I'll text first, I'll call first, I'll, like, that's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, I think having confidence, like, pick up the phone and call or not kind of be someone that's confined to, mm-hmm. like, a social standard of, like, the men have to call first.
Right. So would you say that you have high standards?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's why your guy friends say that you're intimidating?
Ooh, I've never...
it's a lot to live up to, you know?
Yeah, I've never tied the two together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I have high standards just because I do. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you should.
Right.
You're young, like, you're not in a rush.
Right. I've definitely never been someone to, like, date around and, like, you know, be with a million people back to back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very picky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, like, with that side of my life, private. As you said, like, you don't mm-hmm. really see a lot of that on
right.
my profile. So it has to be someone that's, like, number one, not going to, like, feel intimidated or, you know, kind of, like, is fine with having that, like, private
but
side
you just
me.
Said you're private. Like, what if the person was really excited about you and they wanted to post you to their Instagram?
Sure, go for it. Mm-hmm. I think... I'll rephrase. I'm private until it's actually something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when it's, for me, that's when I'm fine with kind of like sharing it. And I'll talk about it all day, every day. I'll be that annoying girl who talks about a relationship mm-hmm. all day, every day. But not really when it's just a fling. Mm-hmm. I feel like the more I talk about it, the more I like psych myself out on something that might not even be
mm-hmm.
real totally. At some point.
Totally.
So yes, that's my answer to the emojis question.
Love it.
Have you ever gone out with someone who slid into your DMs, and how do guys stand out to you on Insta?
Hmm, that's a good one.
Have I ever gone out with someone that slid into my DMs? Yes, if I know them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a random guy that slid into my DMs, absolutely not.
But what if you, like, checked out his profile, and, like, he has, like, just as many followers as you do, and, like, he's, like, also contributes to Forbes. And,
oh,
like,
my God, he's, like, then we're a match made in heaven.
And he's, like, really, like,
No. I have his number.
I made him up. But, like, you know what I mean. Like, he's, like, he checks out.
Then yes, okay. I'm not opposed to that, because what's the difference between that or being asked out on a date on Raya or, you know, having him send me a text message?
It's true.
So I think for sure I would go for that.
Mm-hmm.
And how do guys stand out to me on Instagram?
Like, have you ever looked at someone's Instagram and been like, oh, like, well, I would Instagram hit him up or something? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that I'm not so much like looking at the aesthetics of your Instagram, but there's mm-hmm. nothing hotter to me than a guy's confidence to be able to comment on a girl's picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, like, you, that's you publicly, that's like a modern form of PDA that I'm so here for.
That's such a good one. I'm gonna write that down. There's gotta be a question in there. PDA, commenting on someone's Instagram. We actually did a poll, like, are you more likely to spend, like, pay more attention to the person that you're dating's Instagram after you start dating or before? And a lot of people said before, only because they, like, do the whole play it cool thing.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I have some friends that will start dating a guy and will immediately mute their Instagram story. And, I, like, just to, like, not seem like they're into the guy from,
not,
like, starting to hook up with. And I'm like, whoa, like, that's, like, kind of intense.
I get that only because I'm definitely myself on my Instagram, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's also my job. So
yeah, but no, they're doing it only so that they won't seem like they're checking, like, his.
Okay. I thought it was more a perception thing. I'm like, okay, like, a person a guy could easily judge me on my Instagram for being something different than I totally am.
No, they're just doing it because they, like, want to seem like they're not as into it. There's no other reason.
I think, yeah, I definitely think that's an aggressive move. And, like, as a girl, if a guy was doing that to me and they weren't looking at my stories, I'm like, well, then what are they looking at?
Right.
You know?
Like, or, like, are they looking at my stories on, like, their friends?
Right.
Like, that's just weird.
It feels immature to me. But then also, like, I don't really follow guys right off the bat. I wait. Like, mm-hmm. I remember there was one time where I, like, had met this guy. We hit it off. And we were speaking for a little bit. We went on one date, and I refused to follow him on Instagram because I was like,
"Why would you? It was one date. You don't know."
Right, and then we were talking a little bit, but also, like, we had had mutual friends. Like, it mm-hmm. would have been a natural thing for me to follow him, but I didn't want to because I was like, "I want to actually get to know you for you, and not like whatever you're posting on Instagram or like whatever I'm seeing." So, yeah, I think, yeah, I would definitely not mute someone's stories. Mm-hmm. I think that's an aggressive move for sure.
Agreed. All right, let's see.
Next question.
More questions.
Is
that the 8?
I think so.
Like the phone model?
My mom just gave it to
me. It's really cool. I've never seen it.
I think this is the 8.
I have the X and it's terrible. Don't get the X.
Don't get the X. I hate the X.
It's terrible. So bad.
When was the last time you felt completely vulnerable?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Yeah. This is also a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think anytime I'm, like, one-on-one with a guy that I'm seeing, mm-hmm. obviously in bed with, mm-hmm. You are, like, inherently extremely vulnerable in that moment. Mm-hmm. Pillow talk, very vulnerable moments.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think that's definitely where I feel most, like, able to just kind of talk about, you know, anything going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, open up myself to, like, let a lot in from the other person and, like, hear what their take is. Mm-hmm. there's like a guy that I'm semi, like, have like semi seen in the past month. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like those are the moments in the past month where I've been most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not in like my work life, especially, like, I try not to be vulnerable at all. Mm-hmm. So that I can like really just be headstrong and kind of get what I want out of the situation. But personal life is definitely where it comes in. Mm-hmm. That's a bad answer. The whole thing was a bad answer, but it's okay.
No, that was great. So I have a question that's more specific to you. I just thought of it.
Okay.
So for me, it's really important that a guy that I'm dating makes an effort with my friends, because I'm very close with my friends. And I can tell that you're also a really good friend to your friends. But some of your friends are like more well-known, I would say, than others. Would you be suspicious, almost, if they tried to make an effort with your friends in that? You know what I'm saying? Like, because then all of a sudden you're like, well, are they making an effort with my friends because they want to impress me? You know, like...
Right. I'm also... But that ball is in my court always, and I make sure that it is, in the sense that I don't... I have certain friends that meet the guy before others do. Mm-hmm. And I think... I'm that's always a red flag for me. It's always something that I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, how is this guy acting around X person? But then again, I think that goes back to my high standards issue and like feeling really, you know, kind of like, just goes back to me having high standards is their ability to get along with my friends. I remember one time I actually stopped seeing a guy because he said something along the lines of like, oh, like, that's something, like, you and your friends do, like, kind of implying that, you know, they were of, like, a certain, right. come from, like, a certain background, right. or have a certain social status, right. and that really bothers me, because it's, like, my friends are my friends, no matter who they are.
Right, and he didn't know them, probably, when he made that comment.
Right, but also, like, you, no matter who my friend is, you should want to get to know them, and... appreciate them for being a part of who I am, regardless right. of who they are in the public
Agreed.
Sphere.
Agreed. Would you ever date a celebrity?
Would I ever date a celebrity? I think it's something I can't close my mind off to. Mm-hmm. I'm from LA, and it's, you know, I've had situations where I have hooked up with people that are of a certain celebrity status, but it's never been something that I run towards just because... Right. It's a crazy world.
Yeah, agreed.
It's just weird. I mean, I think, you know, some of my, like, closest friends are celebrities, and that's not why I'm friends with them in any way. I'm friends with them because I love them and because they're amazing people.
And I'm sure you were friends with them before that happened.
Yes. So I can't block off a certain person because they are celebrities as well. That would be unfair.
Right. Agreed. And let's talk about zodiacs for a second, because I'm... totally into it. And I was saying to you before we got here, so tell everyone your sign.
I am an Aquarius.
So your birthday's coming up. Aquarius is end of January, beginning of February, for anyone who wants to relate to that. I'm a Libra, so go air signs.
Okay.
Actually, Mercury is in retrograde right now.
Awesome. I've had way too many bad experiences in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I was going to say, do you believe in Mercury in retrograde?
For sure. I mean, like, But I think it can go two ways. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, like, shit can get really fucked up. Can I say that on here?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Totally explicit.
In terms of, like, my sister literally bought a new phone, like, 5 days ago, and you're not supposed to buy new devices. No, and she dropped it a day after getting it, and it's the whole screen cracked. So,
of course.
Go Chanel. but, yeah, I think I've always, like, tried to flip Mercury in retrograde and try to see it from the better side. Like, I ran into a guy, like, last week that I haven't seen in 5 years. And, like, we ended up, like, spending the whole weekend together and hanging out. And, like, those things, I think, only happen in retrograde.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to embrace the retrograde and embrace it for the good or the bad and the weird experiences.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I had this poll question that I thought was really interesting. It was a great relationship with no fights, but sex once a month, or sex all the time and fights all the time. What do you think was the winner there?
Okay, so wait, one more time. No fights.
No fights, but sex once a month, or fights all the time, sex all the time.
Fights all the time, sex all the time. Mm-hmm. I am like, I just, there's something really hot about that. Does that mm-hmm. sound weird?
No, not at all. I totally agree. But it's like, it depends, like, what the kind of, like, what the fight, like, physical yeah, fights.
No, physical fights. But yeah. I'm saying, it really does depend on what the fights are about. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm a very, like, aggressive, stubborn person. So at the end of the day, like, I always want the last word. And that always makes me, like, fight with the guys in my life. Sometimes it could be cute and, like, you know, you're not really fighting about anything. You're fighting to fight. But, like, humans are inherently, like, you know, we're made to argue with each other. So I'm just, mm-hmm. yeah, fights and sex all the time. Mm-hmm. Fight and then sex. You know what I mean? Makeup sex totally. Is great.
I totally agree. So as someone who, like, has worked with a lot of different companies and, like, as someone who has their own company, something that obviously is a really big topic right now in the news and in the world is sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. And something that I've dealt with also as someone who has their own company and, like, kind of has to, you know, deal with clients on that basis is very, like, fine lines. Have you experienced any, like, questionable situations in working for yourself?
Yeah, you know, actually, the one that stands out to me the most is actually one that happened when I first moved here, and mm-hmm. I didn't have my company yet, but I mm-hmm. knew exactly what I wanted. And I was meeting up with a friend of one of my older sisters, and we were sitting down. I was, like, literally fresh from LA, mm-hmm. And we were talking about what I wanted to do. And I said, you know, I want to have my own company, and I want to, like, be out and meeting people and connecting people. Mm-hmm. And in his mind, I mean, it's a word I really don't like, but in his mind, the first thing that came to him was like, oh, so you want to be a socialite? And I was like, no, I want to have a business that is revolved around mm-hmm. connecting brands to people and right. connecting people networking. To new experiences mm-hmm. and networking. And when I said that, he goes, oh, well, you're just sleeping with the wrong people. And I will, like, it was ingrained in my mind forever. Like, it wasn't something, and, like, obviously, like, that whole coffee date that I had, or coffee meeting mm-hmm. that I had with him was also super weird. He kept, like, looking, like, commenting on my boobs and, like, commenting on my hair and
on
stuff.
On your boobs?
Yes, literally commenting on
like
my
boobs. Like,
saying
what?
I was wearing, like, a button-down shirt. It wasn't, like, too low, but, like, I remember him being like, oh, look at your cute little boobs. Like, shit like that.
What?
It was so weird. And so then when he said the, oh, you're just fucking the wrong people thing, like, I was like, it was just so, it really made me appreciate where I am right now because mm-hmm. I've never slept with someone to advance my career. Mm. And I hate that mentality was kind of, like, thrown upon me when I was just 18.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That it was really, gross. Really gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll never forget it. But, yeah, that sticks out to me more than other things.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. And,
Well, I think, you know, he would never say that to a guy.
Yeah,
he would say that to me as a girl because he's like, oh, you can get higher by, like, fucking this person.
Right,
but
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I was in a scenario recently. I want to know what your thoughts are. I have clients that I do social media for. Like, it's usually restaurant clients. If you own a restaurant, hit me up. But
immediately, by the way.
But basically, I work with this one restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant would text me instead of email me for things. So that, from the beginning, was, like, a red flag to me. And I tried to get him to transition over to email. I was like, you know, you have my email. But he didn't really pick up on that. So it was fine, whatever. Then the first meeting, he asked me to go to his apartment instead of the restaurant. So that was, like, red flag number two. But, like, there's nothing, you know, tangible, right? That I could be like, this is too weird. And then I went to his apartment for the meeting, and his wife was there.
Okay.
So, like, I couldn't read into it. And, like, I was like, oh, I'm sure I'm just, like, being crazy. But then it was, like, weird. There was no, like, proper place to sit at his apartment. And, like, I, like, had to sit on the couch with him for the meeting. And that
it's
was just
so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, that was just weird. And so then I, like, moved on from that. But then, like, I saw him a few more times just for when I was, like, shooting things at the restaurant. And then one Saturday after that, I was asleep, like normal people are at 3 a.m. on a Saturday. And he texted me, where are you? 3 a.m. on a Saturday. I woke up the next morning.
Whoa, whoa.
And I saw, where are you text at 3 a.m. And I was like, what the fuck? And I said to the guy I was dating, like, this is really creepy, right? And he was like, yeah, like, just don't say anything. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to. But, like, again, nothing, like, tangible that we could be right. like, that's, like, not okay. Because it said, where are you? It wasn't like, I want to fuck you.
Right, but you're texting someone at 3 a.m. on right. a Saturday. Like, the implications are
right. And
there.
Also, why do you want to know where I am at 3 a.m. on a Saturday? Right. Just right. the whole thing was really creepy to me. I actually told my dad, and he was like, oh, I'm sure it's nothing. And that was shocking
old
to me.
Old school mentality, though.
Yeah, because, like, I was like, Dad, like, you're my dad.
Right.
And then,
no offense to Lindsay's dad.
Yeah, no, he's amazing. That's why I was confused. And so I was like, maybe I'm, like, reading too far into it. And then I didn't say anything, obviously. 2 days later, because he was texting me for work stuff, he had to address it. And he was like, hey, sorry about that text the other night. I was at a bar with my wife, and we lost each other. And her name also starts with an L. Like, no, 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 no. Right?
That story seems that. Really, like, that's a far stretch.
Right. And, like, if you're lying, like, you usually include a lot of details, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, he should have just been like, sorry, I don't know what was going on there. And yeah. I would have taken that answer rather than this, like, really detailed, I was out with
right.
my wife thing.
Like, and no one sends a wrong text anymore. It's like that episode of Curb.
Yeah, no one sends a wrong text. I also had a friend, like, really call me out the other day and be like, no one's never not on their phone. Like, if I text you and you don't respond to me, like, I know that you're just ignoring me.
Right. Well, there's that, but then there's also, like, and this is a very real thing, and I feel like you might do this too, because you're also very busy. Like, I might read a text and, like, know that I'm going to respond to it.
Yeah,
but just not then.
I mean, I had a great conversation with a friend of mine a couple of days ago about how people, we have all been trained to think that when you get a text, you need to respond to it right away. And especially, like, the sender of the text, like, thinks that they deserve that text back immediately.
Right.
And I think that's, like, if you think about it and you take yourself out of the box we live in, like, that's actually really weird. Mm-hmm. Like, if you text me and I'm busy and I'm working and I want to respond later so I can give you a better response or, like, actually be a part of the conversation, me responding to you 5 hours later, unless it's, like, obviously an important question, shouldn't be something that, like, is a problem.
I totally agree. I would never, I don't remember the last time I said, like, hello to someone.
Right.
After, like, I don't think I've ever done that because it'd be crazy. Like, I only ever noticed, like, the next day if someone didn't respond, I'd be like, oh, I think I sent a text that went not responded to.
Right.
But, like, it's so rare. Like, even with right. a best friend anymore, like, maybe, like, my one best friend that, like, I'm always texting with. But, like, I would never be like, hello, I texted you an hour ago.
Right. Like, that's so like, weird. What are you doing? Why are you not giving me attention?
Right.
Yeah.
But you're right. Everyone has their phone in their hand, so it's interesting. You definitely know when someone's playing a game. I mean, like, I'm dating someone now, and, like, I'm the queen of having her phone in her hand at all times, and he knows that I'm, like, playing a game
right.
when I don't respond right away.
Right. Sometimes games are fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes games are necessary. You gotta keep it interesting. Keep the flirt alive.
True. And then sometimes I'll respond right away. I'm like, it's like that meme, like, I either respond right away or, like,
right.
10 days later.
How's the relationship you're in now? I'm gonna flip the mic around for a sec.
So we met on Bumble.
Ooh,
can you believe that?
I like that, though. Go
yeah.
Bumble.
And it's good. I actually cooked for him last night, and,
so attractive.
Yeah, it was really cool. But it's so funny. I was saying to my friends, like, I cooked for him first so that, like, now he'll cook for me because I
right.
only really can cook, like, 3 things and I cook them all, like, on the first night, you know?
Yes, yeah. You're like, I'm just going to put this all on
right.
the table.
So now...
No cards unturned.
Right, so now he thinks I'm, like, this amazing chef, but I only have, like, 3 dishes that I'm good at and I already cook them for him. So, like, we have to, like, move on from the cooking now.
Right. Or you can, like, secretly learn new recipes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just pull it out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's always
sweet.
A possibility. But it's really good. He is really different than anyone I've dated before. I'm like the opposite of you. I'm like kind of quick to put a guy on Instagram.
Right.
And like if you go back through my Instagram, you'll see like at least two exes. Actually, what do you think about deleting pictures of exes?
I never did. I think it's just weird. Like, I don't want to pretend like it never happened.
Right.
Like, it obviously happened. It was a part of my life.
Right. I noticed recently, though, and this, like, I was kind of taken aback. My ex deleted our picture that he had posted.
I think that's just, like, an emotional weakness type thing. But
yeah.
also, like, I'm very much... of the belief of, like, out of sight, out of mind. So for him, like, him probably seeing that on there was, like, constantly reminding him of you.
That's probably true. Yeah. I mean, at first I was like, oh, what, that's so rude. Right. And then I was, and then, like, I told two friends and they were like, you're stupid. Like, he obviously cares, you know, and that's why he's hurting and that's why he did it.
Also, though, I think, like, there are some people that, like, do it because they, like, know if people are looking at their Instagram, they want people to know they're single.
Right.
And, like, having all these photos of, like, him and a girl will, like, make him seem unavailable.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I was thinking about that. And, like, when I thought about maybe deleting our pictures, the only reason was because I was like, what if a guy goes to my Insta and he thinks that, like, this is the guy that I'm dating? And, like, that's so not the case.
Right. But that's why, going back to what I said, like, you can't really judge people off their Instagrams. There is.
You're right.
I definitely see some strategy where guys post photos with girls they're not dating to seem, like, have this, like, kind of aloof air. Like, are you available? Yeah. Are you not?
I know guys that do that.
I do, too. And, like, some of my, I, like, see some of my close guy friends do it. And I'm always like, you know, you're definitely, like, making someone on the other end
jealous
for and sure. put a big question mark there.
For sure.
And it works on me all the time. Like, but I'm also, like, I'm just that way. But, yeah, it's definitely a tactic that I see.
That's so funny. I've definitely seen that happen. I have a guy friend who, like, we were in a picture together, like, a year ago, just, like, a group picture. But in the group picture, it looks like we're dating because his hands are, like, around me.
I love a good, I'm just so going to say this, like, I love a good, or, like, a good, like, fake dating photo.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly what it was. And it was so not on purpose. And I'll show you the photo after because it's so funny. And then he was, like, and then I wrote, like, by the way, just so everyone knows, we're not dating.
Right.
Because, like, I was single and I wanted, like, a guy to, like, hit on me still.
Right.
And then he wrote, yes, we are, like, blah, blah, blah. For exactly the same reason. Just wanting to seem like...
Just wanting to, like, stir the pot a little bit. Right.
Exactly.
Stirring the pot's fun.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
But that's why I say, stay away from the Instagram when you're, like, in the beginning phases of something.
Agreed. Do you think that the guy has to like the girl more? This is something my grandma and my mom have told me. And guys will not agree with this because they don't know it's a real thing.
No, definitely not. I've been in a lot of relationships. I think the one thing in the past, like, 2 years of the relationships that I've been in, it's, like, never been 50-50. Mm-hmm. I've always really liked the guy. The guys are really, always really liked me. And I guess, like, that's for good reason. Like, when you meet your 50-50, like, that's when you actually start dating. But, yeah, no, I really believe that, like, a relationship should be a 50-50 situation.
No, I agree 50-50, but, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, that the guy should, like, secretly kind of, like, need you more than you need them. And that the reason I say that is because girls are less likely to, like, stray.
Right. Yeah, I like being needed, for sure. I, like, freak. I mean, but there's a fine line. For me, I go back to the 50-50 because I love to take care of someone and I love to, like, you know, like, take someone out with me for a night. But at the same time, I also really like to be taken care of. So I'm just the type of girl that I think I don't want to, like, fully be dependent on a person. And I think because of my job, too, I want a little bit more. I'm trying to say this in the right way.
Like, autonomy.
I guess, yeah. I don't want to wear the pants in a relationship because I feel like people assume that of me. I like to also, like, be taken care of, and that's why, like, I always go back to that 50-50.
Right. No, I agree. I guess I would be, like, turned off if it were too uneven, but there is part of me that, like, I don't know. I kind of want to know that, like, he, like, I kind of want to know that he needs me more than I need him. It's
right.
It's like a sick thing.
No. For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, one relationship pops out more than anything where, like, I would, like, definitely be, like, the person that was kind of, like, hosting every situation. And it's cute at first and, like, sure, I love wearing the pants, but it gets old after a while and you begin to feel some kind of, you definitely begin to, like, feel used, I guess, in a way.
This is one that's been, like, a hot topic on our Insta. Do you think a man should wear an engagement ring?
Yeah. Women wear engagement rings. Why shouldn't a guy wear one?
Who pays for it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I'm not so much saying that, like, it's something that a guy shouldn't do. Like, I think if you want to wear an engagement ring, wear one. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be, like, one-sided where the girl just kind of, like, flaunts the fact that she's taken.
Right.
Because it's not like the ring says the guy's name on it, but mm-hmm. who pays for it, I guess? I think I'm the biggest believer in the fact that no one knows what goes on in a relationship besides mm-hmm. the two people in it, and it's for them to decide, and every relationship is different.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm so happy that you said that on this podcast, because no one has yet, and that's the real truth at the end of the day.
I will always be there for my friends to give them advice mm-hmm. and be there in any way possible. I have never once uttered the words to a friend, you should break up with him, because it's not Same. My job to do that, and I think that they're, it's really important to be of emotional support, but not get too invested or judgmental about the relationship, because you have mm-hmm. no idea what goes on behind closed doors. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, by the way, you would love this TED Talk, which I'm going to make you listen to after this. Mm-hmm. This woman speaks about infidelity. Her name is Esther Perel.
She's the best.
Yeah.
She has a podcast called Where Do We Start? She has her own podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where Do We Begin?
She's incredible. I need to, like, get her on here somehow. And she, the way that she talks about infidelity really makes you rethink judging people who take back their spouse or who cheat on their spouse.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. I mean, I think we're all humans. We all have flaws. I have friends who have been cheated on. I've been cheated on. And I think that, again, it goes back to, you don't know what goes on in a relationship. You don't know what is really happening.
You're absolutely right, but not to be so black and white, but if you had to choose between these two options, the first being stay with someone who has cheated on you, and the second being get a divorce, just from hearing them without any actual facts, like, what would you choose?
You're saying, so my husband has told me he's cheated on me. End of conversation.
Like, would you, yeah, would you stay and want to make it work with that? Would you want to, what would you rather the result be, right? Like,
this might be very, like, new age of me, and I'll probably get shit for it, but I'd want to make it work. I would.
I
think it's also a part of, it definitely is dependent on the situation, depends who he slept with, depends right. what it is, but I think, I'm not saying that there wouldn't be divorce in the future. I'm saying mm-hmm. that there definitely needs to be some, I always notice that, you know, during breakups myself or watching breakups go down, all the wrong things are said in the heat of the moment, and all mm-hmm. the worst decisions are made in that moment too.
Yeah.
So I think if I found out my husband cheated on me, I would definitely give it some time. I would take some space from him. I would need him to think some things over, and me as well, and then kind of, like, reconvene and see what is left mm-hmm. after, like, the big fire explodes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many people that, like, find this out, explode, walk out the door, and it's over, and right. there just needs to be some kind of reconciliation and closure.
I totally agree.
Cheat on people, it's mean.
Yeah, I agree. Just break up with them.
Yeah, just break up with them.
And if you do cheat on them for a good reason, and, like, make it a rebirth for your relationship if you do end up staying.
I've seen so many amazing relationships come out of turbulent times mm-hmm. within that relationship, and I'm not just cheating. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you're vowing to stay together forever, and that means staying right. figuring out ups and downs, and everyone's human and has their flaws, so I think figuring out a way, it's definitely I never condone it, it's absolutely mm-hmm. horrible, but again, it goes back to, you don't know what goes on in a relationship.
Yeah. I have a controversial question. Would you be opposed to, or, like, let's say society did this thing where after the engagement period you were allowed to, like, hook up with other people? And let me explain what I mean by that.
It's just, like, not, get it out of your system.
Yeah, it's like, less about, like who's to say you're actually, maybe you're gonna want to hook up with someone and your fiance won't. Like, it's the kind of thing where it's just, like, a free pass. Like, no one's allowed to get mad. And it's just the kind of thing where, like, instead of during the engagement period, you're, like, only focusing on one person, you're, like, focusing on that and, like, kind of realizing, yeah, like, I'm so excited to be with this one person. It's totally unconventional.
Totally unconventional. I just don't like that idea of, like, being confined to a certain time. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because then, like, what are you doing sitting at home, like, crossing off your fuck list? Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, that list would be so telling to me of my husband. Like, right. To my husband. Like, me looking at his list, then, okay, you can't judge someone. Apparently, like, okay, in your scenario, like, there's
right.
no judging.
Right.
But I'm afraid of what you, like, I'm just afraid of, I think once you enter into a bond with someone, like, you're in that bond. Like,
right.
that's the two of you. And if anything, like, after you're engaged, should be the most exciting time for, like, you in your relationship. Right. I totally understand, like, wanting to get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. But, like, that, you getting in that relationship is your choice.
I totally agree.
Everyone should always have some unopened doors. I think it's important.
I completely agree. Do you think that after a relationship, you should get, someone should write you, and this was a poll question from yesterday, a letter about, like, the things that you could do better, or, like, the things that, not, like, that you did wrong. This isn't, like, a, hey, fuck you, happy, we're done. Here's, like, what you did wrong. As much as it's, like, hey, like, I had a really amazing time with you. Like, in order for you to move on, here's, like, a few things that I think need work for your next relationship. And everyone does it, so it's not like one person feels
up.
Bad. Yeah, after you break up.
I mean, I'm so for that in during a relationship. Like,
right.
I've had a relationship in my life that was so, that, like, lived in the gray. Like, there was zero clarity between the two of us. There was, like, never conversations had. It was very it was the most toxic relationship for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for example, like, this guy that I told you about that I've, like, seen over the weekend
mm-hmm.
was so vocal about being transparent all the time. And, mm-hmm. like, literally, like, he would say to me, he'd be like, I just say how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge turn on. And, like, yeah. even me when, like, and I think he also might have the right to do this because he's known me for a long time, mm-hmm. but, like, even if there were moments, like, whether it was, like, in bed or, like, whether when we were talking where, like, he saw me kind of, like, close up a little bit mm-hmm. and, like, either, like, turn the other way or be quiet, he'd be like, no, come back. Like,
right.
tell me what you're, like, what's going on. Like,
oh, I love that. That's so sexy.
Beyond.
Yeah.
And, like, just that transparency and, like, actual, like, curiosity to know the truth instead mm-hmm. of, like, letting you fester in whatever
Agreed.
Secret or whatever feelings you're harboring
right.
was a really big turn on for me.
That's a really big turn on.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that. Well, we just hit the 1 hour mark, which is longer than we ever have before. So thank you. No, I was going to say thank you so much for getting us there and not at all being boring. You are awesome.
I'm glad.
And I'm going to make you come back on here.
Please do. I love a podcast.
Everyone check
Especially
out Liv at Liv Perez on Instagram with two V's.
Yep, that's me.
And check out We Met at Acme's Instagram as well. Participate in our polls and rate and review us in the podcast app. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and everyone,
guys.
Have a great night or day or
whatever time it is.
Exactly. YOLO.